apologize up front, I don't have too much of a voice. I'd like to talk about the halachas of responding to Kaddish, Yeshua Rabba, Main, etc. It's interesting, somebody asked me to talk about this, and I thought it was a good idea, especially since I look back over my notes. I don't think I've ever discussed this halacha, at least not as a series of halachas. So let's start with the halachas of Main Yeshua Rabba, which is the primary element of Kaddish. So to understand this, exactly the actual binyan of how Kaddish is set up, correct way to understand that Baruch HaShulam points out that the first paragraph of Kaddish is really an act of hazmona by the one who's saying the Kaddish, Shliach Tzibur, as it were, the one who's saying the Kaddish, to say Amen Yeshmer Rabba. The primary element of Kaddish is Amen Yeshmer Rabba. The Gemara in multiple places talks about that that's the significant part of the Kaddish. And the first paragraph, its purpose is to be mazmin the Tzibur to say it. The idea behind that is, anytime you do something which is very chashuv, you don't just right away jump into it. You first make an announcement: we're going to do this. We do this at the beginning of kedusha. The chazan says mekadesh, let us be mekadesh. Before benching, we say nivarech, let us bench. So the same thing over here. The chazan says to the tzibur, baruch hu Hashem baruch, and the tzibur responds, let us be baruch hu kadosh baruch hu. But he says, let us do this, and we do it. So there's always an act by the shliach tzibur to introduce to the tzibur to say that. So by kaddish, the whole first paragraph, that is its function. That we should say this to Heishvei Rabba. That being said, Aruch HaShulchan says the same way when somebody is talking to you and said, let's go be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'd be very improper to ignore him when he's talking to you and say, let's go play HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm busy talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you and saying, let's go do something. So I should be listening to the words of the chazan when he's telling me, he says, let's say that. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, you're not allowed to daven or talk during that first paragraph because the chazan is talking to you and saying that we as a tzibur should now go be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So during the first paragraph, even if you're behind the davening, you should not daven during that paragraph. You should not be talking during that first paragraph, obviously, because the chazan, as it were, is announcing to us, let us say, Yeshmer Rabba. The Gemara in Brachas has a fascinating discussion. The more it discusses the possibility that a person should answer Kedusha while he's in his own private Shmoneh. And maybe Kedusha is so important that you should answer Kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says, no, we don't do that. We don't answer Kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is more important. You stop and you listen to parts of Kedusha. We spoke about that another time. What you listen to, but you do not answer. The Gemara says, okay, that's Kedusha. But Yeheshmer Rabba, which is much more chashuv, maybe we should, yes, answer in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So more brings the machlokes. One opinion says yes. You say you answer Yeheshmer Rabba in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. One says no. So from that, the Magen Rav points out, you see from the Gemara looks at Yeheshmer Rabba as more chashuv than Kedusha. So therefore, he says, if you have a situation where you come into the shul, and there's two minyanim, one minyan is saying Kedusha, one minyan is saying Kaddish, and right now, the one tzibur is saying Kadosh, 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 and one tzibur is saying Yeheshmer Rabba. You should answer Yeheshmer Rabba and not Kadosh, 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 because Yeheshmer Rabba is more Kaddish and more Chashiv than Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah says on that if I have a question which shul to go into, and I can stay for a little bit, I should go to the shul which is saying Kedusha, because I'll get Kedusha and Kaddish at the end also. But if I only have the chance to stay right now and answer to one or the other, you answer Yeshmer Rabba and not Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah, that's in Siman Nun Vav. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei adds, if you already have answered Kaddish earlier in the day, already answered Kaddish before, and now it's my one opportunity to answer to Kedusha, I should answer Kedusha and not Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Vav is not mashma like that. The Achronim deal with the steerer. So I just want to point out, we'll talk about exactly how to answer Yeshmer Rabba properly. To understand what Yeshmer Rabba is, I very rarely have seen people standing in the middle of the shul or in the hallway while they're saying Kedusha. Kedusha, you come inside, you answer Kedusha. I have seen people stand in the middle of the shul, not answer Yeshmer Rabba because they're talking, or stand in the hallway and ignore the fact that they're saying Kaddish. Well, the Gemara doesn't see it like that. The Gemara sees that Kaddish is more chashuv than Kedusha. So if we understand that Kedusha, we would never ignore the idea that the tzibur is saying Kedusha, and we would respond to Kedusha. Kal v'chomer, the Gemara says, we should be careful to respond to Kaddish properly and not ignore the fact that they're saying Kaddish. in the room for sure, and even outside of the room, they're saying Kaddish. Come and answer Kaddish. You would never ignore it. Come and say Kaddish. Yeah, that makes sense to you. Come like, ah, Kaddish. So that's not the understanding. The Ramban points out whatever was Kaddish b'yoyser is Chorav b'yoyser, and the fact that Yeshur Rabbah is so Chorav is the biggest raya how Kaddish it is. We should be careful about it. Have a good one.